on the World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, it's all about the groove tonight because, of course, it is festive season and it's such a nice reason to play groove music. I'm not even going to say house, I'm just going to say groove. And, of course, I've got another groover in the house with me.
Oh, yes.
Trevor Marco. Always good to be with you, Trevor.
Hey, it's good to be here.
And, you know, Trevor, I was thinking about it on the way here. Mm-hmm. The last time you were on the World Show, we were not even in this building. We were in the middle of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
It was the deepest, darkest hours of the COVID lockdown. And I actually broadcast my show from home. And you were my guest, you remember?
Yes, I remember. I remember. We did that interview telephonically.
We did that interview, yes, on Zoom or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But it's good to have you in the studio again.
It's nice to be here. The last time I was here, you guys were still in the shack.
Yes.
I think it was, when was it? I think in 2014. I was here physically in 2014.
Yes. Actually, I remember that was, the first time you came on the World Show. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Man. It's good to be here. Yes. I'm happy. I'm excited. Yes. And
I'm excited.
A bit nervous.
Why nervous?
You know, these things are nerve-wracking. Man.
Not nerve-wracking. It's just, you're in my lounge. It's a fellow artist lounge.
For sure.
But talk about art. You know, you were here when Mo was on, and and he was talking about, we were talking about his many disciplines in art. Mm-hmm. Now, you also somebody who has many creative skills. Tell us a little bit about those creative skills. Because, I mean, yes, music.
I'd like to call myself cocktail of talent. Yeah, because I can do so many things. One is I can play a bass, guitar, piano, I can sing, I write my own songs, and I also do a bit of videography. You know what coolest thing I did this year? Let me tell you. You want to know?
Tell me.
I shot a music video with the whole cast of Smoke and Mirrors. And
also edited it. Amazing.
Yeah, so that's one of the coolest things I've done this year.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Because this videographing.
Yes.
It kind of makes sense with your history of sound and being an engineer and so forth. But is it a new evolution in your creativity?
I think so, because I don't want to, you know, I'm not a person to sort of box myself, you know.
Yes.
I want to extend myself. I think we are not one-dimensional people or species.
Yes.
You know, I think we can do a lot of things, you know. It's just the, you know, we have to have that edge to extend ourselves to the furthest that we can, you know. That's what I feel. Yeah.
Well, I often think, you know, being an artist, one shouldn't have to be limited to one specific medium.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you can't. Because, I mean, to even think economically, you know, obviously we have to even diversify economically, diversify our incomes, you know, so that we live better lives. You know?
I think that as well. But I also think that being an artist, that's what one is. So if you double here and you double there and you focus on this and you add a bit of that, you know, whether you're doing music, painting, videographing, whether you, I don't know, designing your garden. It's about the artistic approach, the mindset, the spirit of
For
being
sure.
an artist.
Yeah, I think all of us human beings are creative. You know, even me speaking to you now, I'm using my creativity to conjure up this conversation. So we are creatives. We are all creatives.
We're all creatives, but not everyone's an artist.
Thank you. That's what you said.
So Trevor, a little bit about your music, because it has been a while. I mean, you've been around for a long time working with music and remixing. Tell us about some of the projects that you believe are highlights in your life.
Hey, there are so many, including the work that I've done on TV. Here's another cool thing that I did on TV.
Tell
us. I did the theme song for the Channel O documentary, the iconic Channel O documentary. So that's one of the highlights.
That's a
career.
Huge one.
Yeah.
Also, because, I mean, it's actually representing decades.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's a big one in yes. terms of what it represents, what, yes. what Channel O represents.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And also, I did a title sequence for My Testimony, played on SABC 2. I did a few, and also The Source, I don't know if you know it, it played on SABC 1, also did that. So those are highlights of my career. And also, produced an album for Kabomo, which got nominated for the Summers.
Yes.
It's All Things Red.
Such a beautiful album.
Yeah, All Things Red.
Such a beautiful.
Yeah.
And also, you've remixed Nana Coyote.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a big one as well.
Almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That was such a beautiful album as well. You
yeah,
know?
It was. I'm still working on it, though. I'm planning to release something early next year.
Yes. Yeah. Reworks of those songs or a fresh songs?
Yeah, fresh
songs. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Of Nana.
Yes.
And what an honor it is to be given the yeah. opportunity and the,
yeah.
what can I say, the go-ahead, you
yeah.
know, the blessing of being able to do that. Because you went through the channels.
For sure. It's like the one with Musim Hlongo. You know, when you called me about that, I couldn't sleep. Couldn't
yes.
wait for the vocals. I'm like, hey, when am I getting the vocals from Robert? Shout out, Robert.
Yeah. And have you included that one in your mix tonight?
Unfortunately not.
I think that's...
Because I thought you were going to play it.
Well, you know what? I think we're going
to
have some time, and I might just end the show with that one.
Please.
I think it would be a perfect way.
Yeah.
But I played that track earlier on that George sent me. George...
Oh, my friend George.
Yes.
808.
From Deep Escape.
Yeah.
George 808 now.
Yeah.
His new alias. That you did also with Kabomo.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful track. And I was like... I have to play it. It works in the mix. I hope Trevor's not going to play it tonight.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful song, man.
Yes. So those
song.
Collaborations continue.
Yeah. I'm also cooking something with Saul Pandua. Yeah.
Yes.
For my EP.
For your EP.
Yes.
And you've just released a new single. Are you going to be playing that one for us?
Yeah, it's also on the mix.
Good.
Beacon of Light.
Good. Beacon yeah. of Light.
Yeah.
And I love the message in that one. Tell us about the message.
You know, Nikki, seeing what's happening in the world, it's like people are losing that sense of Ubuntu. So the song is basically about... You know, having Ubuntu as a paradigm that we base our actions upon.
Yes.
Know? Yeah. So the song is basically about that.
Beacon
just spreading
of light.
Love, man.
Spreading love.
Yeah. So I'd like to call myself Cocktail of Talent and an ambassador for love.
I love that. Besides, you know, love is my religion.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Trevor Michael in the house. He's going to mix for us now, and then we're going to have a wrap-up chat and find out more about the tracks he played and everything else festive on The World Show.
Sounds to uplift. Sounds to uplift. And inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, 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 freedom. Oh, oh, freedom. Oh, oh, freedom. Oh, oh, freedom. Oh, yeah, before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. No more weeping. No. No more weeping.
as human, and humanity is our strength. Leave no man behind, hate those that are limited. Serenity will reign when we hold up the spirit of oneness, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Soulful mix.
Thank you, Nikki.
And you were just saying to me, of all those tracks, I think we've got 6, 7, only 2 of them are released.
Yes.
So literally first heard on
First on the World
you
Show.
Thank you so much for coming to share them here. So tell me about this project. When is it going to be released? Is it a full album, an EP? What's going on?
We're still kind of figuring it out.
I suppose it was an EP and now it's becoming an album.
Yeah, because there are more nice songs now. So
yes.
The label that I'm working with, we're still, you know, sort of deciding which song to get on the EP, if it's going to be an EP or an album.
Or add more songs because it's an album.
Yeah, because there are more dope songs.
But you know, these days for me, when I look at an EP, it's about the quality of the project. It can be 4 songs, but it's for me, it's still an album.
Yeah, no, you for know? Sure, for sure, yes, for sure.
Yes.
Because another thing, what I'm trying to do is to send out a message, you know, because I don't want to just do music for the sake of doing music, you know. It has to mean something.
You know? If you have a platform, make use of it.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful. And I mean, let's look at some of those tracks. You opened with Oh Freedom. And thank you for reminding me. It's been a while I haven't played that song.
Oh, yeah, Oh Freedom.
When you released it, I remember I was playing it every week. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, Oh Freedom is a track I released, I think, 2021, if I'm not mistaken, for my debut EP.
And it was also the COVID.
Around COVID. Yeah. So Oh Freedom is basically, it basically represents what we as a people, you know, come from. You know, so it embodies all the emotions. You know, there's actually a lot of stories to tell about Oh Freedom, where that song actually originated. You know,
tell us about it.
Yeah, so Oh Freedom is actually a Negro spiritual. You know, so the earliest form of texting were these songs, where they would, you know, send each other messages through these songs. You know, they would sing, and the master wouldn't know. you know, what message was being sent, you know. So, yeah. So basically that's that, yeah.
Truly is a song of freedom. And then you had, I mean, there was Beacon of Light as well. That was the third one, which, as you said, has got such a positive message.
Yeah,
make someone, sure. It's a simple.
Today. Yeah, yeah. It's a simple gesture, you know. It doesn't really take much to make somebody smile.
Yes.
But it takes a lot to make someone cry.
Yeah. And it doesn't cost anything
it
to make someone
man.
Smile.
You know, it doesn't.
And make their day.
For sure, you know. That's important.
Yes.
I think that's key. Those are simple gestures which are micro contributors to Ubuntu, you know, what builds up what Ubuntu is.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
That's and that's something that you're spreading always in your music.
Yeah, man. I don't want to, you know, do music that sort of dumb the consciousness of humanity down. I want to, you know, elevate.
Bring light.
You know, hence I consistently work on myself, you know, mentally to sort of, you know, be bigger than the situation. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
This too shall pass, is what I
of
always
course.
Say. Yes. And then there were songs, and none of these are released yet. Love
yeah.
You Better, Love My You Sentiments.
Better. Yeah.
Anything you want to say about those? They say what they say.
Yeah, they say what they say.
Yes.
They are beautiful songs. Some are taken from my own personal experiences, some are from just observation.
Yes. You know, and then Uthando Lwakho. And I loved I Am Trevor Michael. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, that song actually embodies all of my talents, my guitar skills, singing skills. Okay, except for my writing skills, because it's all like melody and guitar, you
yes.
know, and just beats, you know.
Yes.
So, but the song embodies all of my talents, you know. So
can't wait to do a video on that one.
Yeah,
I expect a video on that.
Yeah, that should be the single.
That should
actually.
Be the single.
Yeah.
I Am Trevor Michael.
Yeah.
Yes, I've arrived.
Yeah.
All a while back, I arrived. I'm still here.
For sure. For
yes.
sure.
And the last one, My Joy.
My Joy. You know that song I recorded like, I think 5 years back. I just mixed it like 2 weeks ago.
Amazing.
It's an old song. It's an old song. It's an old
it's
song.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think I had a message from Harold who was saying, absolutely beautiful mixes. And he was saying earlier about your mix, absolutely beautiful. He enjoyed listening to them. And he says, thank you for blessing us. Thank you so much, Harold. He was saying beautiful stuff about that mix. Thank you also, Combosis. Thank you for being there. Also, Klantla for loving the mixes. Bobby Zulu saying, oh, yeah. Harold again. Chris, always good to know you're listening. Aubrey as well. Lekhlo Honolo. Thank you so much, Tabo. Also, and there's so many more other messages. You'll see the love.
Nice,
keep
nice.
Sharing the love with Trevor Michael as he keeps sharing the love with us.
Thank you for having me. And a shout out to my daughter. Hey, I know she's listening. Shout out to you, Nkanyezi. I love you. Daddy loves you. Everybody that loves me and everybody that tuned in. Thank you. I love you. And also, please do follow me on my socials, Trevor Marco on all socials. Thank you. I love
you. And you know, so I've got to add, Trevor Marco is one of those people. Actually, when I posted that you were coming, one of my listeners wrote, I don't know him, but because it's on the show, definitely. And I want to tell you that Trevor Michael, you've got tidbits of it from this conversation. But Trevor Michael is here, there, and everywhere. If you look closely, you will find a bit of his touch here, there, and everywhere. So as much as you might not have heard of him yet, my listener, Trevor, you have heard already the contributions of Trevor.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, I'm I so can't humbled. Let you go. And I know you didn't put it in the mix, but I wasn't going to let you go.
Yes, you can't. Without playing it.
Without playing no. Ukutula.
Yes, you have to.
So, Trevor, you remixed as part of the M2KR. Obviously, it's the Mel 2000 label, but it's the remix project, Mel 2000 Revisited. Mm-hmm. And tell us about making of the song Ukutula. You were only given the vocals.
Yeah, just the vocals. But what I did was I went onto YouTube just to listen to the original.
From Busi and Mulongo.
Yeah, just the feel. But I was like, no, let me take it elsewhere. You know, let me take it elsewhere. Then I listened to the vocals, just the vocals, I think for about 30 minutes. Just, you know, it was, I think, around about 8. So the studio was dark. Then I sat there in my chair. Then I closed my eyes because what I wanted to was to sort of be in the same frequency that Busi Mhlongo was at when she composed the song initially. So, and what she spoke about is jealousy. Jealousy is another pandemic that's killing us as a people.
Yes.
You know, it's another pandemic. So I was like, I can relate to this. So I know how she feels. You know, I can relate. Then obviously the music had to align with the message. So the music had to be big, you know. Hence you'd hear those brasses, you know, those strings, you know, like more of an orchestra, you know. So yeah, I took it to Neo Soul because I wanted to have in that current sound, you know, as opposed to how the song was.
And the Trevor touch.
Yeah, and the Trevor touch, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah, so basically that was that. And what I like about Busi Mhlongo is that, you know, she had a big persona and you can even feel it through her music. You know, you can sort of, it feels as if she was here, you know.
Yes.
When I composed that song, I was like, hey, maybe I'm dreaming. Is Busi here? You know?
Well, when I heard the song and I got a hold of you and I was like, oh my goodness, Trevor.
You
were channeling Busi.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there were moments when you were doing that song where you must have really felt her spirit.
Yeah, I did, because at some point when the song became fuller, you know, I shed some tears, you know?
Yes.
I shed some tears. Yeah, Busi.
An amazing tribute.
Yeah.
Trevor, thank you so much for joining us. I've got to end this feature with Busi, and then I'm going to play one more song to end off tonight's World Show. But keep up the amazing work.
Thank you.
Mostly, keep spreading love through your art.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Trevor Michael on The World Show, and coming up right after this, his interpretation, his tribute to a great artist and a great song. It's Busi Mhlongo's Ukutula, the Trevor Michael box office mix, and it is available. It is released as a single.
Kaya 959.
We are Rhythm and Beat. And
a fresh new sound on The World Show with Nikki B.
Bantu bagi kumna nuklala ngok
9. What a way to end such a joyous and rich show. I hope you've had as much fun as I have. I give great thanks to Trevor Michael, who of course revisited that Busi Mhlongo track, Ukutula. It's the Trevor Michael box office mix. It is released as a single under the M2KR label. What an incredible, incredible tribute as I said, to such a great track and artist. Also want to thank Mo Laudy for his spectacular mix as well. And besides just mixing, both of these artists have produced many of the songs they played. Trevor, all of them. Mo, a few of them. Absolutely amazing. I really give great thanks. I'm going to end with one track that I've actually had since the year I started the World Show, 27 years ago. Yeah. In 1997, they released an album called Vital Force. They were what was considered a smooth jazz band. I don't know what smooth jazz is, but I love their worldy feel of this particular band. Third Force is their name, and it was a jazz band, as I said, a smooth jazz band consisting of William Ora, Craig Dobbin and Alain Eshkenazi, three great musicians. And interestingly enough, I played this track, I revisited it earlier on this year or at the end of last year, and one of them actually wrote to me and said, don't worry, Third Force is coming back with another album. And I thought, that's so cool. They haven't released for at least a decade. Anyway, the album's called Vital Force. From Third Force, the track is called You've Gotta Be Real. And from me, Nikki B, to you, whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining. And of course, keep it Kaya. Have a great festive and stay safe.
Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.